I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Finally, today we travel through time with the help of an unusual quintet from the Netherlands. The World's Adeline Seer has today's global hit.
This is The Sound of Califax. Sounds like a Renaissance band, right? Well, not quite. That's the overture from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker. Okay, so Califax, more of a classical ensemble? Not entirely. That's the group's arrangement of Billy Strayhorn's 1930s song, Lush Life. All of these are on a CD called 600 Years of Califax. It showcases the incredibly versatile chops of this Ole Reed quintet. The pieces range from the 15th to the 21st century. That's what makes this ensemble so difficult to classify. The quintet was founded 23 years ago in Amsterdam, when some of the members were still in high school. Reed quintets are rare. In fact, Alban Vesely, a bassoon player and one of the group's founding members, says they were the first to do it professionally.
The quintet is a unique, or was a unique setting of oboe, clarinet, saxophone, bass clarinet, and bassoon. And we started that. So the whole repertoire started from us, either by transcribing or by commissioning pieces.
In the past few years, Califax has spawned other reed quintets around the world in Australia, Japan, Argentina, Holland, and the United States. Alban Vesely says he feels pretty good about that because as a student, he was discouraged from playing professionally. That just goaded him on. Something he says he has in common with the fastest swimmer in the world.
Michael Phelps. I was so astonished that after winning 8 gold medals, he mentioned a former teacher of his who at some point when he was a little boy said to him he would never achieve anything, blah, blah, blah. That he considered that as a starting point for his motivation to be such an incredible sport champion. And I realized that for myself personally, I have a similar background, not to compare myself to this unique Olympic champion, but I had a teacher. You know, 20 years ago, it was very uncommon to earn a living from the chamber music, let alone from an ensemble that doesn't have any history yet.
And so he motivated you because he said you'll never be good enough to play?
Yes, I'm afraid that's true. For me personally, at least, that was a motivation in a way, to prove he was wrong.
And Vesely's done that. Today, his quintet plays everywhere, from the dignified Frick Collection in New York City to a hip music venue in Istanbul. They have music for every occasion, and they write their own customized arrangements, paying great attention to historical stylistic details. Vesely says their arrangements often enhance the character of the music. Take, for instance, a harpsichord suite by 18th century French composer Jean-Philippe Rameau.
There's this one piece, La Poule, the hen. What is great about that is that he sort of suggests the imitation of the animal, and that's actually what you can do a lot better on wind instruments, on reed instruments, than you would do on a harpsichord.
Here's the piece on the harpsichord. And here it is, played by Califax. Califax also plays the music of Ravel, Debussy, and major works by Bach, The Art of Fugue, and the Goldberg Variations. But one composer they keep returning to is Duke Ellington. the quintet has joined with a jazz trio to perform Ellington's Far East Suite. Duke Ellington recorded the Far East Suite in New York. It was inspired by a tour his orchestra had taken to Japan and the Middle East, though the tour almost didn't happen.
Well, the tour that Duke Ellington made was actually cancelled after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. This was 1963. So he did visit with his big band Syria, Jordania, Pakistan, India, Sri Lanka, Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Turkey, but then concerts in Cyprus, Egypt and Greece have been cancelled. Our wish is to actually redo this tour.
And the group's wish is coming true. Califax has begun a tour in Turkey and is headed out to China, India, Syria, Lebanon and Iran. Alban Vesely says he'd love to perform in the ancient Persian capital of Isfahan. Duke Ellington named one of the pieces in the suite for that city.
It would be great to play in Isfahan. You know, Duke Ellington said that it's a city full of poetry, that they pick you up from the airport with poetry and they treat you with poetry all the time.
Despite his love for Ellington and jazz, Alban Vesely says if he had a chance to be reborn in a different century,
it would be the 15th, because then you're talking about so long ago, that's so hard to imagine how it is. And what I personally as a musician miss nowadays is silence, because we're living in a very loud world. And I have the impression that at that time, life was more silent. And if that is so, then the music that comes out of it is more special. And I would love to check whether that is true.
For the world, this is Adeline Sear.
Our thanks to John DeLucia in New York for his help on this story. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach, available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community.